Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on the video views.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Beef Checkoff dollars helped drive more than 14 million video views in 2021 on YouTube. A video view is a little like a TV commercial, but even better because we can laser target consumers and we only pay if they watch the video. Our efforts included a 10-month campaign in Oklahoma focused in on sharing the story of beef sustainability while busting myths at the same time. And finally, from the holidays to summer grilling, we shared inspiring beef videos working to encourage more beef purchasing. The cost per consumer view was only 2 cents per view. Additionally, in 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council helped fund two regional advertising initiatives in the Southeast U.S. representing 71 million consumers and the Western states representing 65 million consumers.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your beef checkoff is working hard for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
There was more behind the weakness of cattle this week than higher corn prices. Cash could not follow through with the strength seen over the past few weeks. Cash cattle trading activity in the north steady to a dollar lower. We saw steady at $138 in our part of the country. Traders feared the potential for no better than steady cash this week, and their fear came to fruition yesterday. Feedlots were not willing to hold cattle another week and thought steady to a dollar lower was a better alternative than feeding higher-priced corn another week to market-ready cattle. Hogs are on a roll with futures resuming the uptrend with June and later contracts posting new highs again as traders return to their former optimism. Cash has been a driving force this week with Wednesday showing the third consecutive day of stronger prices. The National Direct afternoon report showed packers aggressive with a gain of $4.73. Cutouts were also higher with a gain of 45 cents. The fears of a disruption due to Prop 12 is being trumped by continued strong demand. If weekly export sales were good, futures may continue to move higher. Solidly lower trade across the board overnight in wheat markets, with losses being led by Minneapolis, down 11 to 13 cents through July. The general meltdown in wheat markets continues, with bulls looking for any semblance of support. Minneapolis spring wheat futures traded down to the lowest level since October 13th overnight, with sights set on the 61.8% retracement of the entire August through November rally. Easier trade overnight in the corn futures, following through on the lower close posted yesterday and resuming the generally weaker trade present since Christmas. The continued liquidation in the wheat market has weighed on corn prices, as has the realization the funds are carrying the largest net long since last spring. Sharply weaker trade across the soy complex overnight as all three contracts pull back following the new highs for the move, which was set yesterday. We're going to check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. February live cattle down 57 cents, 137.25. April down 72 at 141.95. January feeder cattle down 55, 162.12. March down 17 cents at 166.17. February hogs up 212, 82.27. Kansas City wheat, March up down 17 cents, 787. May's down 16 and a quarter, 788 and a half. The Chicago wheat March down 9 and a quarter, 760 and three quarters. May is down 8 and three quarters at 764 and three quarters. March corn down 7 and a quarter, 602 and a quarter. May's down 6 and three quarters at 602 and three quarters. March soybeans up 5 cents, 1394 and three quarters. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.